اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is a part of political divine will of the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini. His Holiness Muhammad and Prophet of Allah, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny has said, I leave among you the Thaghalain, the Book of Allah, and my Itra. Verily, they will be inseparable from each other until they join up with me at the pool of Kauthar. Selfish people and followers of Taghuts abuse the Holy Quran as a means by which to establish anti-Quranic rules. To achieve this mischievous target, they force off the scenes the true interpreters of the Quran, as well as those who have received all of the Holy Book directly from the Prophet, and their ears still echoed with the voice of His Holiness Muhammad, who declared, I leave among you the Thaghalain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the prayers. In one of his speeches he said that sound prayers drive away obscenity and vice from an ummah. In this part of his speech, basically, he's referring to the verse of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ that this prayer, if the sound prayers are offered, it drives away the obscenity and the vice, the fahsha obscenity and the vice. Obviously, we know that when we pray, we are standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What he wants to say is, he says that these prayers, these sound prayers, it takes away, it drives away these two things from an ummah. And obviously, when we talk about the social life, we are talking about the Muslim ummah as a whole. Generally, when we read this verse, we talk about the, or we have an idea about the individual life, that individually, a person's life will not have these two things if he has sound prayers. But on the other hand, Imam Khomeini is mentioning another way, and he's pointing out something else, and he says that, no, it does not have an effect on the individual life as well as it has an effect on the society, on the ummah.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi.
Now imagine that if a person goes to the mosque 5 times or 3 times, no matter, and he offers 5-time prayers, and there he meets his Muslim brothers and sisters. Therefore, he will shy from them when he is about to perform obscenity, when he is about to perform some kind of thing which is vice. Therefore, he will stop himself in front of people. We see that in Islam, there are many things that have individual effect and the social effect. Where, for example, the issue of hijab, basically it's an obligation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way it is about the prayers. But obviously, if someone is not observing hijab in the house, but when they come out to the society, they have to do that. Similarly, a man who needs to have the hijab or the veil of his eyes and not to look at na mahram, when you have a sound prayers, it has not only effect on your individual life, but as well as it makes an ummah a perfect place, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day.